Like a diamond on a velvet couch, the city of Jerusalem is situated in the exact geographical center of the earth. It is the city of God the Great King, where his great temple was established, from which his law went to the ends of the earth. Then one day, Nebuchadnezzar looked upon these gods and saw their lifelessness and realized that no power on earth had been able to stand before his onslaught. So he decided that he was God, and he proclaimed himself God of heaven and earth. And as trophies of his victory, he took captive the very flower of the nation, fine young Hebrew princes like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We may burn in your fiery furnace, but we will not bow to your image of gold. We may burn, but we will never bow. Let the heathen rage and imagine a vain thing, our God is able. Let the angels shout it from the ramparts of heaven, our God is able. Let the preachers proclaim it from their pulpits, our God is able. Let the people in the choir sing it, our God is able. He has always been a God of deliverance. He could not allow these men to remain alive. Why, these men would cause a revival in Babylon. These kind of men, walking testimonies with the Spirit of God in their lives, would turn old Babylon upside down in 24 hours. The world feels it can't stand people who are really on fire for Jesus Christ. They're loose. They're walking about. They have no hurt. And the form of the fourth one looks like the Son of God. He rose up to his full height, and leaping into time and space, he raced across the heavens faster than the speed of sound or light. And before they ever threw them in the furnace, he was on the inside. He spoke to the flames, "You shall not burn their bodies, or scorch their clothes, or singe their hair." And when they threw them bodily in the furnace, they did not know it, but they threw them into the arms of the fourth man. This fourth man, I'll tell you who he is. In Genesis, he is the seed of the woman. In Exodus, the Passover lamb. In Leviticus, our high priest. In Numbers, the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. In Deuteronomy, the prophet like unto Moses. In Joshua, the captain of our salvation. In Judges, our judge and lawgiver. In Ruth, our kinsman redeemer. First and Second Samuel, he is a prophet. In Kings and Chronicles, he is our reigning king. In Ezra, our faithful scribe. In Nehemiah, the rebuilder of the broken down walls of human life. In Esther, our Mordecai. In Job, our day spring from on high. In Psalms, the Lord our shepherd. Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, he is our wisdom. In the Song of Solomon, the lover and the bridegroom. In Isaiah, the prince of peace. In Jeremiah, the righteous branch. In Lamentations, the weeping prophet. In Ezekiel, the wonderful four-faced man. In Daniel, the fourth man, the burning fiery furnace. Who is this fourth man? In Hosea, he is the faithful husband forever married to the backslider. In Joel, the baptizer with the Holy Ghost and fire. In Amos, our burden bearer. In Obadiah, the mighty savior, the mighty to save. In Jonah, our great foreign missionary. In Micah, the messenger of beautiful feet. In Nahum, the avenger of God's elect. In Habakkuk, God's evangelist, crying, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years." In Zephaniah, the savior. In Haggai, the restorer of God's lost heritage. In Zechariah, the fountain opened up in the house of David for sin and uncleanness. In Malachi, he is the son of righteousness rising with healing in his wings. In Matthew, he is the Messiah. Mark, the wonder worker. Luke, the son of man. John, the son of God. Acts, the Holy Spirit. Romans, our justifier. Corinthians, our sanctifier. Galatians, the Redeemer from the curse of the law. Ephesians, the Christ of unsearchable riches. Philippians, the God who supplies all our needs. Colossians, the fullness of the Godhead bodily. 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, he is our soon coming King. 1st and 2nd Timothy, our mediator between God and man. Titus, our faithful pastor. Philemon, a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Hebrews, the blood of the everlasting covenant. James, the great physician. 1st and 2nd Peter, the chief shepherd who soon shall appear with a crown of unfading glory. 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, he is love. In Jude, he's the Lord coming with 10,000s of his saints. In Revelation, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He's Abel's sacrifice, Noah's rainbow, Abraham's ram, Isaac's well, Jacob's ladder, Issachar's burden, Judah's scepter, Moses' rod, Samuel's horn of oil, David's slingshot. Yes, he is Peter's shadow, Paul's handkerchiefs and apron, John's pearly white city. To those of us who have to travel the dark night, he is the bright and morning star. To those who travel the lonesome valley, he's the lily of the valley, the rose of Sharon, honey in the rock, and the staff of life. He is the of great price. He is the rock of ages. He is the everlasting Father, and the government of our life is on his shoulder. Who is he? Who is this fourth man? He is Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of the living God.